Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast. This is an episode where we dive into the takeaways from my interview for yesterday. Today, I want to talk about the time I spent with Michaela Smith. She is the epitome of tenacity. That woman has created several businesses, has morphed those businesses, and has been able to rise above challenges that life has given her in the wake of creating more and being more and choosing to see more. I was excited, I would say, to listen to her story and hear her continue to rise above and hear where her journey has taken her to this point where she's creating something that is even the bigger picture. What she wants to build is amazing for women entrepreneurs, all entrepreneurs out there, but she has a big vision. So as a creator, as a visionary, as someone who sees the bigger hole that needs to be filled and is taking the leaps and bounds to fill it, stopping at nothing to make sure she brings this to the world, that is tenacity, guys. And that is what all of us as women entrepreneurs, we embody that. That is what we do. We see and we grow and we learn and we move forward and we step into the space and we fill the void. She grew a business that started out one way, pivoted that business to a little bit more of fine-tuning what it was for her, but she listened to herself. She listened to who she was and what she was able to create. And that is where the entrepreneurial spirit lives. And that's why I have no doubt that her next business, the business that she's growing now for Karma Coaches, is going to be successful. Why? Because she's all in and she knows what it takes to do this. And she knows the ups and the downs are going to happen, but she also can see what she wants to bring to the world as far as the gifts that she has. And she's highly capable of doing so. And so I enjoyed my time with her, learning about what she's created and what she's creating and how she started. See, this goes back to looking at our own journey. Where did we start? How did it begin? And that's why that's the one question I always ask entrepreneurs. That's the only preset question in the interview is, where did your entrepreneurial journey start? And I'm going to give you a little bit of the backside and my reflection on all the interviews at this point that I've had and had the pleasure of putting together for you guys. But every one of the women entrepreneurs, overwhelmingly, that have said that they didn't plan to get into this world. They didn't plan to be an entrepreneur. They didn't set out saying, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. But they had the entrepreneurial spirit. And there is something about that, that they want to do more. They want to create more. They want to fill a void. They see it and they aren't afraid to step into what that starts to look at, what it starts to be, and how it gets created. They don't dice it down and try to figure out every single technical step prior to getting into it. There's a few things that, of course, we navigate and we research and we check into. But by and large, these women entrepreneurs, including Michaela, step into the unknown. And that's a big piece of being an entrepreneur, is stepping into what you don't know, but knowing that you have to fulfill that call. That is the void that you are closing. That is the area that you are helping other women entrepreneurs, other entrepreneurs in general, with whatever service or product or education piece that you bring to the world. That is what you are closing the gap on, is bringing that out. Because if you didn't, if we didn't, if Michaela didn't, we would be stalling other businesses that have to hear from us. Need us, need our story, need our guidance, need us to be there for them to kickstart their next step. It's always something. It's a ripple effect of what we do. As women entrepreneurs, there is a ripple. As all entrepreneurs, let me just put that out there. All entrepreneurs, it's a ripple effect because we affect the people around us. And so if we're not aware, not awake, not available, making ourselves available to what that next step is, then we have a hard time being an entrepreneur. And the hard times, there's plenty of other hard times. There's plenty of things that are going to come against us ourselves. Looking at who we are is actually the biggest hurdle to overcome. But being able to see past that and see that vision and to create, and for whatever reason that we want to create it, whatever need it's fulfilling for us, whatever need that we see that our clients need or our future clients need, whatever contribution we're wanting to make to our immediate household or to the community at large, those are the things that we see and we tap into and are in tune with in order to actually step into that blank space that we don't know would exist there. We know we have a burning desire to complete something, but we also are aware at this point that it doesn't go beeline from A to Z. It's going to go all over the place and it's going to go back and forth. My journey alone has been that, where I least expected to have answers for my, to move forward. And we all know what it feels like to have kind of that angst of, I know I need to do something. I need to move. I need to shift. I need to pivot. I can't see it. I don't know where it's at. And that's where you lean into staring it down, working on it, being present with the thoughts of what you're creating and what you're working towards creating and what your clients need. But more importantly, being in line with who you are and what is actually working for you. Because if you do what everybody else needs you to do, you're not fulfilling the vision of what you know you are supposed to be doing. Because what everybody else needs you to do is not always going to be what you are called to do. So being able to decipher that, and Michaela does a great job of it because she had a whole business that was in one realm and she's shifting it to a completely different one because it's a bigger call. But she needed that other business and the growth that she had in that other business to get to the point where she is today. And that, my friends, is entrepreneurial. That is being true to yourself. That is hearing the call and stepping into it and knowing that this is where you are supposed to be right now, right here, today, listening to this podcast. This is where you are supposed to be. So moving forward, I just want you guys to take away from my interview with Michaela how tenacious she is at learning what it is she needs to know, how to move about in that space and not stand in her own way. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't have challenges. We all do and we all will. But learning how to separate our emotions from those challenges, separate who we are from those obstacles, they do not define us, but they are an opportunity for us to grow, every single one of them. And she has grown tremendously with her entrepreneurial journey. So thank you to Michaela for coming on and sharing that with us. But thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to reach out at any point in time to have the conversation, to continue the conversation, because it's the little conversations that lead to the bigger conversations that lead to that growth that we are looking for, and that next move or that movement or the pivot or whatever it is that we are looking and working towards. That is each conversation you have. Go out, have the conversations in your own community. The worst thing you can do is sit stagnant when you know you have to grow somewhere, because you will increase that unrest inside. And that unrest will lead to anxiety. That unrest will lead to anxiousness. The unrest will lead to making decisions to learn one more thing when we just need to step into faith into that next direction. We don't need to know what it looks like, because as soon as we step, the path will be lit. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. It is so good to hear the feedback from this podcast, from you guys, to keep me going, because I get days like you. I get days like everyone else. But it's the conversations, it's the gifts of hearing these journeys. It's listening back to these and just remembering that, oh my gosh, I was in the middle of that podcast interview, fully immersed in the journey, listening to the journey, intuitively working on what that journey sounds like coming through as a listener, because I don't get a lot of information prior to the interviews themselves. And we are so unscripted. And I do not have a series of questions. I don't want to have a series of questions. I want the journey to be what it's supposed to be and to be recorded, because that's the gift that is to be for you, listening to those journeys and those inspiring stories and those women who have defied obstacles, defied anything, defied all that seems to be technical in our mind that says this doesn't make sense, but our heart knows it is right. Hearing those is a gift to me. And hearing your feedback, listening to this podcast, is a gift to me. Thank you. And I appreciate all of you who have worked on making sure I know that. I hear you, I see you, and I enjoy those conversations. So I want you guys to enjoy the rest of today. It's beautiful out wherever you are, and see the beauty in the day and see the impact that you're making for your clients, for your community, for your household, and for yourself. And as always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.